Tuesday, March 2, 2010. From Creamer Media in Johannesburg, I'm Shannon Durehove. Making headlines today. Gold and uranium producer Alliance Resources has reported that first production from the Four Mile Uranium Project in South Australia is still possible in 2010. Alliance owns a 25% stake in the project. CEO Steve Johnston says that the production milestone is achievable, subject only to the resolution of current legal issues between the company and 75% project owner Kassar Resources. The two parties are currently in a dispute over native title issues relating to the joint venture, payments to Heathgate Resources for modifications to the Beverley processing plant to process the Four Mile ore, and budget blowouts. JSE-listed Centula says that it's received approval for the sale of the company's stake in the Koornfontein mine to Optimum Coal from its consortium of financiers. In addition, Centula has also received undertakings from shareholders holding no less than 50% in the company to vote in favour of the transaction. Shareholders will be voting on the deal at a general meeting on April 13. Optimum Coal plans to buy more of the Koornfontein coal mine next to Eskom's Komati power station in the Mpumalanga province in a 670 million rand cash deal with Centula. Also making headlines, Chile mines reopen after the earthquake with power being restored. AngloGold Ashanti might relook its asset portfolio to improve the way the company is valued by the market. Iron ore miner Kumba outlines why ArcelorMittal South Africa should pay commercial ore prices, and an analyst notes that uranium explorers need to educate the public on mining. And that's a roundup of news making headlines today.